Yeah, that makes a lot of noise.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, that's crazy stuff.
Yeah, that's...
Is that like what you learned in radio school?
Yep, yeah. You do this. Another thing that works really well when you're trying to make sure is you go, testing, like that.
It's creative.
I learned that in radio school, too.
Yeah.
Testing.
How much did you pay for that? How much did you pay for that degree?
You know that a person is professional or novice because novices go, testing, one, two, three. There's no reason to do 1, 2, 3.
Just testing. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what you really teach your students is to...
Yeah.
How to be snobs and how to differentiate yourself exactly. from the novices.
Exactly. And if you add some echo, if there's reverb and echo, then you say sibilance like that.
Sibilance?
I don't know. I saw it on Saturday Night Live when they were testing Aerosmith's microphones.
Oh.
I guess that's what Aerosmith does.
Wow.
Yeah.
Things I didn't know.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not a radio pro. I'm
Oh, I'm just an SNL fan. Yeah, it's not a radio
pro. I'm just a novice. It gets drug along.
Let's cruise down the list. We have a lot of stuff. Well, we better do a welcome.
Yeah. We got to intro our own show.
Otherwise, people won't know what they're listening to.
Yeah. They're like, what is this crap?
Yeah. Well, they'll probably still say that, too, as they listen. But
at least they'll have a title to associate with it.
Right.
It's like giving a name to crap.
Welcome to the Water Cooler All-Stars, this fabulous podcast about news and information that you probably haven't heard anywhere else, have.
Last podcast of June.
Last podcast of June, which is always sad when we close out a month, but we always look forward to bigger and better things.
Should this be our pre-4th of July show?
It is the pre-4th of July show.
Yeah.
We're celebrating independence with these stories that we're sharing with you today.
Actually, most of them come from foreign countries, too.
Yeah, you're probably going to wonder what they have to do with
it. By bashing people in other countries, we're demonstrating our belief in American exceptionalism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. That sounds great.
That's how we're patriotic.
Exceptional.
We make fun of other countries.
That's right.
To show pride.
It's because we're better than the rest of the other countries.
Yeah. But instead of aspiring higher, we just tear all the other countries down.
Yeah.
No sense to take all the work of elevating yourself when you can take out other countries.
Why should our soccer team have to win?
Yeah.
That's right. When we can just, ridicule the other team.
Complain about bad refs.
There you go. That's right.
Because that's pretty much all that was. So, anyway.
Hey, I'm Adam Cochran.
Did you watch them?
Oh, sorry.
Did you watch World Cup soccer?
I didn't watch any of it. I watched it via Twitter and Facebook and everything else.
Because that's the exact same experience, right?
Well, it's not anywhere close to the same, but I guarantee I would have been more bored with it if I would have watched it. I'm not much of a sports guy.
I can honestly say I've never watched the totality of an MLS soccer game here in the United States, but...
Yeah,
I'm one of those weirdos that World Cup soccer actually finds.
I can understand. I really can get the nationalism and the patriotism and all that stuff behind it. I totally understand that, and I understand why it's so popular. I'm with you. I sit and I watch a game, and I just have a hard time watching any sport where you can play for that long and have a score that's and you can
0-0
or can end in a tie and have a winner. Yeah. I don't understand that.
But the other side is, or you decide the winner by something as arbitrary as penalty kicks.
Yeah, right.
You know, let that thing go for 6 hours. Who cares?
Exactly.
It could be like a Wimbledon match.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. I think that's the way to do it.
Yeah, but go tell someone who scores a goal. I mean, somebody's gonna have to give in eventually. So,
is my friend set right?
Okay.
No, I agree with you.
We'd probably got to introduce ourselves, right?
Yeah, I'm Adam Cochran.
Eric Groves.
And this is the Water Cooler All-Stars, and we will quit introducing the show and actually do a show now.
We actually have a ton of stories today.
I have way too many stories. I'm just going to pick and choose the ones as they stand out to me. So
that might actually increase our quality if we have to sort out.
Yeah, some of the you junk know, that's if you want to catch the stories, we post stuff all week long.
Well, Adam does.
Well, from now I showed Eric too. Now from now on, we're posting stuff all week long.
This
we
is
don't
like my July 1st resolution.
It is impossible. Yeah, it is impossible for us to cover. Oh, that reminds me to turn off my cell phone.
Oh yeah, me too.
It is impossible for us to be able to cover everything that we post on the website in the week in a short podcast like this, because we both tend to talk too much, and it would be a very, very long podcast if we covered every story. So if you want to keep up with the weird news of the world, the interesting stuff that doesn't get covered everywhere else, and the stuff you want to talk about around the water cooler, head on over to Talking Digital. No, that's not right. Watercooler.talkingdigital.org. Watercooler.talkingdigital.org. And you'll get that stuff there.
Or sign up for Water Cooler All Stars podcast on Facebook.
That'll do it.
And Twitter, because Adam apparently does Twitter. But maybe I
actually do. Twitter automatically gets... Yeah, on Twitter, it's called... our Twitter name is...
Did you remember?
Cooler Stars.
Cooler Stars.
Cooler Stars. Yeah, Water Cooler was taken.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and they were too many, there weren't enough characters there, so Cooler Stars is us on Facebook, anyway, just on Twitter.
Come be our friend.
Yeah, be our friend. Follow us.
Yeah, we have fun. So, the big event this week, because this happened locally here, Adam, we got to talk about this. You posted on the website, I got another story here, is the lady in Fruita, Colorado, which happens to be the city where, well, it's not a city.
It's where we live.
It's a town. Yeah. Actually, Adam's wife grew up there, too.
Yeah, so. That's true.
So Adam's wife grew up in Fruita, and I live there now. My wife went to Fruita, and you can see. And what, Fruita's got 7,000 people or something?
You know, it's world famous. Because we do have what's called the Fat Tire Festival there.
And Mike the Headless Chicken.
Mike the Headless Chicken Festival. So you may have heard of Fruita before.
Actually, one of the funny things. Okay, so I'll tell you about Mike the Headless Chicken here in a second. But, so anyway, there was a lady driving in her sport utility vehicle in Mesa County. And apparently she drove it into a canal. Now, her reason for this is that she came upon a vampire.
Yeah.
Threw her vehicle in reverse and ran it off the road.
Not the vampire, her car. Vampire was nowhere to be found. The police checked. It does say the police looked and could not find the presence of a vampire anywhere.
Here's the best part of this whole thing, is that it says she was not injured, and since neither drugs nor alcohol were suspected, she was not charged.
It does make you wonder.
Okay, how do you not suspect drugs or alcohol?
Probably, you know what I think?
I just saw vampires in the middle of the road driving my car off the road. Oh, yeah, she's certainly not a candidate for being drunk.
I think the police are probably seeing this all the time. I think that's what's happening, is they're seeing this so often now. They look in the lady's car, they see,
they see seven Stephanie Meyers.
Exactly. They see all the Stephanie Meyers, the Twilight books. They see that she's got a Team Edward shirt on and a little,
maybe she's
a little
wearing the right,
air freshener.
Maybe she's wearing the right team. You know, she was like, oh, well, you're good. You're Team Edward, not Team Jacob. So we're going to
let her go.
We're going to let you go this time.
I think it has to be something like that. I don't have the details of the case here. We're still waiting for the police report, but yeah, it's
it says she was not charged.
She was not charged. No. Well, there's no law against
driving your car into a canal and tipping it over. No,
because of vampires.
Being scared of vampires. So actually, so the Mike the Headless Chicken had a post, because if you know, Fruita has a festival, and apparently there was a chicken.
Yeah.
50 years ago, that when they tried to cut its head off, that the brainstem stayed and the chicken stayed alive for like almost a year after it had its head cut off. And so they have a festival every year in Fruita. It was wild. They fed him with a dropper into his esophagus. So they have the Mike the Headless Chicken Festival every year. And there's a Facebook page for Mike the Headless Chicken, which is the person posts the chicken. He goes, and it says up there, he goes, well, I may not have a head, but I still have a neck, so I need to be worried about vampires. So Mike the Headless Chicken was worried about vampires in Fruita.
Very good.
So apparently we got vampires running rampant in Fruita, Colorado. Where I live.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I was going to show up at
maybe one's going to come seduce my wife or something.
I was going to show up at the Eclipse premiere waiting in line thing dressed as Dracula, but I decided against that.
That would be good. That would be good.
With my cape and my medallion.
Actually, so I think all the crazy Twilight people were out last night, right?
Yep.
Was it last night?
Last night was the night, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, fortunately, my wife spared me that, so...
Good.
So I actually,
she didn't go.
No.
Oh wow. Well, that's good.
I probably got to watch the kids this weekend though. So.
Oh yeah. To go, so she can go with all the people who've seen it before. Yeah. Seen it already.
Six times. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, whatever. Okay. So
save your money, people.
Yeah. Watching on video.
Yeah.
Okay. So the woman and Edward, they fall in love. They're happily. Let me spoil it for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know how it is.
He's a vampire. He tries to kill her. She lives.
Really?
They have a baby. I don't know.
Something happens there?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
So, anyway.
I saw Teen Wolf.
Yeah. Teen Wolf's way better.
I think it's got to be like Teen Wolf. About the same. I really like Teen Wolf.
You know, I like where they have the... where they're surfing on top of the cars.
Yeah.
Teen Wolf was on one of the channels the other day.
Yeah, I watched it the other day, too.
And I was like...
Yeah.
Oh, Teen Wolf. I was
like, it's so much better than Twilight.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on.
Anyhow.
Your stories or mine?
Let's start with mine, I guess.
Okay, go for it.
I got them right here. So you heard about this G20 summit up in Toronto, right?
Yeah. Yes.
All right,
of course.
You know, all the rich countries get together and say we're rich and you're poor. Let's tell you how to do things. You know, and all every time they have one of these things, all the protesters come out in full force. Some of them are not there to protest; they're there to cause trouble. So the Toronto police come together and they start displaying these weapons that the people use.
Okay.
And these are the signs that people are engaged in a conspiracy to cause violence, not just merely protest.
Oh man, this is gonna be like chains and grenades and
napalm bombs, and things like that. They say arrows, notebooks, gas masks, and bike helmets.
Notebooks and bike helmets.
Yeah, so taking notes and wearing a bike helmet. That's pretty much. Wow. Those are the indicia of a conspiracy, if I've ever heard it.
You know, I noticed guns weren't on the list.
Yeah, and what's great is that they don't mention guns, but then they show a picture on the article, and it's got guns.
Wow.
You know, the only thing I can see in the picture is guns. But they don't mention that. So they just say, later they say plastic pipes, spray paint, golf balls, and shields were also on display.
Wow.
You think that, you know, you have a whole bunch of weapons and pistols that you would actually talk about those.
Yeah. Maybe
those. Because a gun doesn't speak violence.
No.
Like a bike helmet does.
Yeah, stay away from the bike helmets.
You know, so that's how, you know, that's how Canadian police, you know, figure out that there was a conspiracy here. So he said that, that's how we know whether you're going to engage in lawful, peaceful protest or if you're going to actually cause violence, is whether you're wearing a bike helmet. So,
gotcha. Okay.
So don't get caught by the police. Don't wear a bike helmet to your next violent rally.
That's it. But that puts all kinds of people in the suspect category.
Okay. So do you got a story for me, Adam?
Oh, I see. There's an Arizona restaurant. I don't know how this story has ended up. I haven't looked for the update on it. This was about a week ago. But an Arizona restaurant, in order to celebrate the World Cup, was celebrating his South African heritage, this restaurant owner was, by offering lion burgers, hamburgers made with lion meat. And it was actually a little bit of lion meat, lots of hamburger, but they mixed the two together to make lion burgers. Apparently, some animal rights people are upset about that. Again, the main comment I have to say there, if you're going to kill the lion, you might as well eat the meat.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, this is almost, she's almost, this article, and let me see who did this article. It was MSNBC is where I pulled this from, but it was all over the news. I almost think this is going to increase the amount of poaching that's going on for pelts.
It's going to cost.
Because if you can't eat the meat.
So, I mean, where do they get the lion for?
They get them from lion farms. But it's also legal to hunt lion. Lions aren't endangered. Tigers are endangered, but lions aren't endangered.
They're not?
No, you can hunt lion. You have to get permits and all of that. But
they got the lion from Illinois, dude.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they're from lion farms.
Okay, says the restaurant ordered 10 pounds of African lion meat from USDA regulated free range farm in Illinois. Right.
Yeah, you don't raise lions for their fur to make sweaters like you do alpacas. So you got to do something with those lions if you're going to raise them. They raise alligators for the same reason.
So they mix a little bit of lion meat with a lot of hamburger and say,
yeah. I've had bobcat before, or not bobcat, mountain lion meat before. Had a hunter who's and
because they had a few tags each year for that.
It was pretty horrible. Yeah,
moose is good. I had moose.
Moose is good, but that's in moose are in that, you know, that category of animals that you'd want to eat. Cats aren't really in that category.
Have you done rabbit or squirrel?
Yeah, I've had rabbit.
I've done squirrel.
Squirrel, my brother's had squirrel before. He was okay with squirrel.
Yeah. But, you just got to kill it right and eat and cook it right. But, yeah, I had a buddy do squirrel meat for me.
How you kill it makes a difference on how it tastes?
Yeah, you got to make sure that you don't, you know, if you trap them, or you got to make sure you kill it, like, by the head so you don't get something in the meat. You know, because you usually pop them with a 22. You got to.
I got you.
You can't get, you want the body, all the meat.
Now the animal rights people are going to be all mad at you.
Fine, protest my show. We need the publicity.
All right, moving on.
Nothing. You know, any publicity is good publicity.
I've got to say, I would try a lion burger. It wouldn't keep me from going in there.
Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're not morally opposed to lion burgers.
Nope.
Just in case the world...
If you haven't guessed already.
In case you were concerned about what our position is on eating lion, we are in favor of it.
That's right. Yeah. I'd rather eat lion than horse.
I've eaten horse.
Have you?
Yeah, when I was in France, I had it.
Oh, that makes sense.
I was tricked into it. They told me it was beef. And then they laughed when I ate it. They're like, ah, ha, ha, you just ate a horse.
Yeah. I had Soylent Green one time. Found out it was people. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. You were at the Alfred Packer convention. Yeah. I didn't know they served human.
All right, so, moving on.
Here. I'm going to save our scientist section here.
Okay.
Let's go to...
Because I've got a science story, too.
Okay, let's go to the Chinese military officers have decided that they needed to take up matchmaking as part of their duty as an officer for the army.
Oh.
Is that apparently their soldiers are lonely. They're spending a lot of time on online dating sites.
Huh.
And they've determined that that's not the best way to find love. And so now the army officers... are trying to set them up
with each other.
No, they're
good.
They're seeking help from the Communist Party's Women Federation.
Wow!
So apparently, there's going to be like do a joint dance or something. They're going to get all the soldiers together, and they're going to go to like the women's division of the Communist Party. And let's get you all hooked up here. So
I think there's a plot there to raise little communists.
Yeah, that's it.
That's what that is.
You know, well, it doesn't say entirely why they decided to ban. It sounds like they think the army that the people can be taken advantage of through the dating game, I guess.
Well, that's part of it. Yeah, they don't enjoy
it. Lonely hearts might be sensitive to information slips.
Oh, that could be.
Yeah.
That could be, especially after the whole Russian thing we had going on this week in the news.
So, yeah. We'll get to the Russian
story. Absolutely.
We will definitely get to the Russian story. So
I think that's interesting.
That's, you know, because nothing says romance like being set up by your army chief.
There's already a female shortage in China already. I wonder if that has anything to do with it.
Yeah. You know.
No females in the country. And, you know, here in America, we have Don't Ask, Don't Tell, which, you know.
Yeah, maybe they need to have that. They need to have Ask, Tell.
Yeah. We'll assign you a gender role.
Ask, Tell, Get Hooked Up.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what they need over there.
Right.
You know. Hey, it worked for the Greeks. Why can't it work for the Chinese?
I think it's only a little ways away for the Chinese.
Okay. Let me do another quick story.
Go for it.
This one's great. New Zealand. Actually, we're just talking about Canada is all the bizarre stories. Australia is all the violent stories.
Yes.
All the drunk stories must be New Zealand.
Or the United States.
Yeah, we got a lot of drunks here, too.
Yeah.
So it says there was a drunk driver, and he overturned his car. And while he was waiting for the emergency crews to come get him, he decided to start cracking open a few cans of beer and was drinking while they were waiting to come get him.
That has to be a little bit of tampering with evidence or something there, you know, I imagine.
And to talk about the defense lawyer said that when he found he couldn't open the doors, he had nothing else to do at that point, so he had another beer.
Wow.
So it says, when asked by the police how much he'd consumed, he says, plenty. I've been drinking for 4 days straight.
Wow. You just don't find honesty like that here in America.
He should be rewarded.
Yeah.
For that kind of honesty.
Here you go, sir.
So do you want to feel sorry for him? You ready? Ready to sympathize with him?
I'm ready, okay.
His name is Sneddon, is his last name.
Well, that already Paul makes Nigel me sympathize.
Yeah, he says, who is estranged from his wife, and then he went on a drinking binge after losing his job at the bakery on the same day he heard his father was diagnosed with prostate cancer.
Well, I can understand that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think if he ends up in prison, he's probably not going to worry too much about that, I think.
Yeah. It is his first offense, though.
Yeah, he'll be okay. He'll be okay. We're behind you, buddy.
Yeah, we support you. I'm glad you take advantage. I mean, there's a guy who's cool under pressure right there.
That's right.
I mean, you know, stress and turning over your car and being trapped in a potentially fiery inferno does not stop that man from enjoying and having a good time. You know, we should strive to emulate that guy.
Probably less flammable for it, too, as well. So.
Yeah, well, I figured he wanted to fill his body with liquids to protect it from the oncoming flames.
Absolutely.
Something. Okay, anyway, so what do you got?
Well, I was going to say, let's see, make sure I've got these whittled down a little bit. It's a sad day in America, or sad week or month in America, because...
They all are.
Well, yes, but this is the month that we'll always remember, June 2010... is the month that candy cigarettes have been banned in the United States.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, you can no longer buy candy cigarettes, which I know of a store here in town that sells candy cigarettes, so I'm tempted to just go buy out everything that they have.
So is this a ban eBay from stores doing? Yeah, because, yeah. I mean...
Stores are not allowed to sell candy cigarettes, and companies are not allowed to make candy cigarettes.
Family Smoking Prevention and Control Act. Is that passed by Congress?
It sounds like.
Oh, we got to look that up.
Yeah. Other drug-themed candy remains legal. Now, let me explain what drug-themed candy is. Some of the other drug-themed candy that is legal Big League Chew. That's still illegal.
I love that stuff.
Which, that's probably because it's awesome.
See, but you
could
just say it's chew because it's chewing gum. See, that one's...
Well, it comes in a pouch and has these baseball players with a big old... I mean, it's obviously drug-themed. But here's the deal, is I think that the judge probably was like, you're not going to take away my Big League Chew. So he mixed that.
I gave up candy cigarettes a few years ago.
That's right.
But this one I can't...
Yeah, the other things that are legal, we still have big... This is what the article says. The article is on fastcompany.com. We still have Big League Chew... Red Bull, drug-themed, maybe. Okay. Bubble tape, you know, the drug-themed bubble tape.
Yeah, I'm not seeing that one.
Pixie sticks, which I can kind of see. Because
they're pretty much like cocaine.
There's very few teenagers out there.
How many young children try to snort
pixie sticks? I know there's enough of them. Okay. So
I think I did that when I was about
12, 15,
no,
something
I was
like
younger
that.
Than that.
Were you really?
Yeah, it was about the same time I decided to go and take some cigarettes out to the doghouse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that pretty much ended my smoking experience right at about the age of 8. You know? I think every parent should buy their 8-year-old kid a pack of cigarettes, let him smoke himself sick, and they'll never touch
I think that's a very common
You can't go too young, or you'll be like the 2-year-old Indonesian kid. Yeah.
We've got video of that on the website too.
But as long as you do it about the age of 8, you know, then you'll get nice and sick, and then you'll never want to smoke again for the rest of your life.
Another one that is still legal are, this is a weird one, Camel Orbs. It's actually Tic Tacs made by Camel cigarettes, and they have the Camel logo on them, which is really weird. Fun Dip is also put in that drug category, which is still legal.
I like root beer. That's a good one.
Yeah, root beer. Watch out for the root beer.
Because it might convince you that...
I guess it is beer, root beer. I don't know. But the thing that's interesting here is where they try to draw a scientific correlation. And maybe it is there, maybe it's not. But there was a statistic in here somewhere that said something like...
40% of all kids. Yeah, I saw something like that.
Yeah, it was in there. I took the quote in there. I don't see it now, but there was a scientific quote that said something like, well, you know, it's in our story. I should just look at our story.
No, I'm reading the story. I'm not seeing
Are
it
you?
Here. Yeah, they must have taken that out. That must have been bunk science here.
Yeah, you know what? It could be, and that's the problem. Is it's all based, I think it's all based on bunk science.
So I was looking at this act. It's the Family Smoking Prevention and Tobacco Control Act. Offered by Henry Waxman, Democrat. Boo, hiss, hiss. We don't like him. Vote him out. He's from California, though.
Give us back our candy cigarettes.
Yeah.
Let parents decide whether their kids should eat candy
cigarettes.
Let's
see who our co-sponsors are here.
All right.
Let's see if we have anyone from Colorado. That's what I want to know.
Yep.
Anyone we can yell at. Oh, Diane DeGette.
Okay.
I don't. Oh, it's almost all sponsored by Democrats. There's only two Republicans so far. They do have Barney Frank, though.
Yeah.
So, anyhow, so the, yeah, it looks like...
Well, you know what this means? I just thought of this, too, is that children without the option of candy cigarettes may have to just start using the real thing. And think of what we're doing to our nation.
Yeah, we're promoting underage.
We're telling our nation's youth, if you want cigarettes, you have to go get the real thing.
Go get the hard stuff. Okay.
Absolutely. Okay.
Man, wow. Okay, so anyhow, what...
I can tell you took that story a little more seriously than I expected you to. That's good.
I'm sick and tired of it, man. What? You know.
I hear you.
You know, I got a great idea if you're concerned about, like, kids starting to smoke. Be a parent.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about you just actually parent your child and like, tell them what's right and wrong?
Right.
I'm sick of this crap.
I'm with you.
Let me get on my horse here. I hear
you. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Way to go.
And frankly, what if I like candy cigarettes? I don't smoke and I love candy cigarettes.
Oh, they were really cool. I really liked a little piece of paper around them so that you could blow through it and make a little dust.
Nothing like stripping them out.
If I can get any candy cigarettes, maybe we'll find a way to give them out to our...
I'm handing them out at the 4th of July parade.
There you go. So
get them before they're banned. You tell the government, you're fed up with this crap. I'm done with it.
Not only that, I'm marking them up 50%.
Yeah. That's how I'm going to piss off the government. We're gonna buy every candy cigarette we can find. And I'm going to make a fortune. I'll be a millionaire selling candy cigarettes, and then I won't pay taxes on it. Just to tell the government,
good idea.
Yeah,
that's great. That'll get you real far.
Yeah, that will.
Way to show them.
Yeah. Throw me in jail if you want. I'm standing up for my candy cigarettes.
Yeah, that'll put you in the annals of history.
Are we ready for the science section?
I'm up for science. I'm up for also. Yeah,
I mean, I've got so many dumb science things here. I can't even count. Okay, why don't you start with dumb science?
Okay, well, I've got these two scientists. At least I'm going to call them scientists because they were doing a scientific study.
I've seen this one. This is great.
These two, believe it or not, these men are in Australia. I'm just leading. I'll just tell you that much.
Our theory is holding out.
If you see the word Australia, you automatically can assume that some weapon or beating was involved.
It involves violence.
That's right. These two scientists. This is I call them scientists. Let me get the.
Does it?
This is from the mercury.com.au, an Australian web
Tasmania.
News website.
Voice of Tasmania.
The voice of Tasmania.
Because that's where
Here's their recipe for science. Okay, here's their scientific thing. First, discuss with your friend whether or not it would hurt to get shot. Second, agree to shoot each other. Third, discuss some common... come to a common consensus. This experiment works better with odd numbers.
Four, publish your findings.
Publish your findings. And that's what basically happens in the Mercury. So you get published in the Mercury. In the Mercury.
Yeah, instead of a journal, they're just going straight for newspaper.
So these two scientists shot each other in the leg and buttocks to test to see.
That's a nice fleshy part of your butt.
Yeah, it's all based around a discussion as to whether or not it would hurt to get shot. They were taken to the hospital. Charges are pending, although there was, common consent there, so I don't know how you could really get in too much trouble for that, but this is Australia.
Why are you taking, they said they had their firearm license taken away and confiscated.
I know, what the heck?
Consensual.
Yeah.
These were consensual shootings.
Absolutely, and I look forward to the actual published paper as to what happened and how they feel about the whole thing. And I do think it was a bad idea. Very poor judgment on these guys.
You know what the worst part is?
Yes.
They don't even tell you what their findings were.
Yeah, did it hurt?
Did it hurt?
Well, you know what? It kind of does.
And it makes me want to go shoot myself.
Actually, it kind of does because they didn't show up to the hospital till a few days later because of the pains involved with being shot.
Okay, so it's not an immediate pain. It's an after pain.
Eventually, it gets worse and worse over time, I imagine. But what I think is interesting here is they made a mistake of not going with an odd number of people because, when you shoot, two people, they both agree on it, but you know, it's kind of like the Supreme Court. You can't have an even number of people there because, right,
one says yes, one says no, and then you have an inconclusive decision.
Yeah, I mean, right now we have 100%. Let's say it did hurt, and that maybe that's all right, but they just put themselves in a dangerous category there. And maybe they were planning on that for, you know, later studies, but I think that's interesting. But anyway, there's two good science or two scientists.
Let's put them in the aspiring scientist category.
Yeah, I think that's probably good. You know, although, do you need a license to be a scientist?
The question is, who is the dummy who is willing to go first?
Okay. You shoot me, dude.
You shoot me, and then I'll shoot you. It's like, yeah, sure.
Or maybe the conversation went like this. Maybe it was, it does. One guy said, "Man, it would hurt. Shoot, it would hurt to get shot." And his friend said, "It wouldn't hurt that bad." Bang. You know?
Ow, that doesn't hurt. Here, I'm going to shoot you back.
Yeah, right. Yeah, see,
I think
no,
I don't believe you that it hurt. Well, here, let me shoot you.
I think that's probably how it went. Okay. But they
must have been drinking with the New Zealander guy when this
happened. Yeah, it's interesting. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay, I got so many of these. These are good. Okay, let's do the Canadian ministers here. These are conservative MPs, so I don't even know. I remember it's like a... whatever MPs are, they're like congressmen in Canada. And they've been appointed to the Health Select Committee. And they have some interesting views that come up, you know. And this is just showing that you don't need to be a good scientist to be a legislator in Canada. One of them, Nadine Dorris, says that she claimed that an unborn fetus could punch its way out of the womb.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's, you know, I mean... that's the next Sugar Ray Leonard.
It could punch, its
punch
way.
My way out of the womb. You know?
That's interesting.
You know? I mean, it's going to look like aliens. You're going to see a stomach coming out of the mom. You're going to see a fist coming out of the mom's stomach. The kid just punched his way out. So, yeah, she thinks that. The other one is a supporter of astrology who once asserted that blood does not clot under a full moon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that those were the same story.
I mean, we have got to do some research on that.
Yeah. I think that's interesting. I wonder what science she bases that on.
Yeah.
We better not look too deep into that because it might make us scary.
You know?
Or it'll just make us mad. I think we should be careful with that one right there.
Yeah. So, yeah, she's a piece of work, though. I mean, there's a lot of other things in here that she got a lot of trouble for claiming that she had a website called The Hand of Hope Story, and she started passing it around on the web. Oh. It turns out it was false.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, she's in all kinds of trouble.
Yeah, and when the astrology guy was asked about it, he protested and said, there are aspects of this, such as plant cycles, the tides, that are linked to the moon. That's a fact of life, and there's a school of thought that says moon affects other things as well. It's easy to make fun of me over this, but the fact is there is a link.
He's sure.
You know?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Crazy?
I believe that the moon is linked to a lot of things, but that doesn't mean it's linked to everything.
Yeah,
it's... So. Yep.
It's linked to tides.
Yes.
I don't know what it
does. And full moons.
People are crazy.
You wouldn't have full moons if it wasn't for the presence of the moon.
Did the lady crash during a full moon?
What's that? No, maybe, I don't know.
Maybe full moons bring
out
thought it was just werewolves, but full moons bring out vampires.
I don't know. Does the sunlight bouncing off the moon affect vampires at all? Or is it sunlight? It is just daylight. Who knows? You know, let's not worry about it. Let's move on.
You know, I here's the thing. Yeah, people do crazy stuff during full moons. You know why? Because you can see at night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
I mean, have we ever looked at that link?
I don't know.
Visibility?
You know what? We should be scientists.
We should.
I'm all for it. Let's work on that.
Okay.
You got something important going on there. I'll move on to another story. There's two women doing their part to help the oil clean up. By gathering hair. Have you seen this?
I've seen some of the hair stuff. They were going to use big old hair nets to...
They're not even hair nets. They're basically... they look like gigantic sausages full of hair. Sounds good, doesn't it? Great pictures. I really encourage people to click on the link at watercooler.talkingdigital.org.
That would actually involve them being a friend of ours on
there. Click on the... Yeah, well, no. They can just go to watercooler.talkingdigital.org. Oh, if you haven't decided whether you want to be our friend on Facebook or not, we understand.
Just try us out. It's like a blind date. Okay.
So. But if you click on the link that's posted from our website...
Those look disgusting.
There's a story from CNN, and the pictures really are why the pictures are actually why I posted the story, not because of the story itself. The idea is they're going to put these hair sausages out in the ocean, and the hair absorbs the oil, because we all know hair absorbs oil.
Oh, that's mean. They're shaving them off of dogs.
They're shaving them off of everything. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Meanwhile, Locks of Love is finding it difficult to find enough hair for
cancer patients. For the wigs, for the kids.
And the ocean's going to be full of these hair sausages. What about when these wash up on shore? I mean, I'm okay with a little bit of, an oil tar ball, whatever, coming up on shore. You start getting these hair sausages washing up on shore, people aren't going to want to swim.
Those do not look like hair sausages,
man. I'm telling you. I know.
It looks like something weird. Oh,
poops, something,
maggots. I don't know.
They're really gross. They're really gross. Yeah.
So, but I mean, it makes sense.
I like the picture of the two women posing in front of the big pile of hairs, and one with them sitting on them. I think there's another picture in there.
Yeah, they must be proud of their hair sausages.
Yeah, they're pretty gross.
Yeah, why don't they shave their heads, huh?
So that's science.
Yeah.
Oh, a little bit of science there.
I mean, it makes sense. I mean, your hair absorbs oil. That's why we have to use shampoo to take it all out. It's nice. Yeah. So, here, do you want to put file this under O for obvious?
Okay.
That this is Canada here. No, so we are bashing a lot of foreign countries these days.
Well, that's where the news comes from.
Yeah, that's what that's the.
What you want to hear about, Senator Byrd?
Yeah, actually, that's interesting.
Well, it is interesting. I'm just saying, but what I'm getting at is that it's
there's not a lot of good news going on.
It's just water cooler worthy.
We do have the Russian spy story.
I dare you. Go to a water cooler, stand up there with one of your coworkers, and say, "So, Senator Byrd's dead." You're going to get kicked away from the water cooler.
Yeah,
this stuff will keep you there. This stuff will bring you.
An Ottawa report says that women are 8 times more likely to be a victim of dating violence than men.
Really?
Yeah. Are you shocked? Can you finish this show?
Or are we talking about physical violence or emotional violence?
I think it's just as victims of violence.
See, I think that they're, it's skewed.
The majority of women were victims of violence when their relationships ended.
Yeah.
I mean, that is your Canadian tax dollar hard at work
That's it.
Is that, in case you're wondering, there's not a lot of men getting beaten up by women when they break up with them. Actually, I did have a funny story from a friend of mine.
Oh, good.
We did meet up with him once. He had this big old gash in his forehead. We're like, "What happened, Luke?" He's like, "He broke up with her in the car. And she reached up, grabbed the rear view mirror, ripped it off, and hit him with it."
Wow. So, there's one.
I was like, "That's awesome. That's a great story." But
it is.
So he bucked the odds right there.
That's it. For him. He should go to Vegas.
Like, yeah, he's like, "Oh, I had a 1 in 9 chance of doing this, and I prevailed."
Excellent.
How about one more here?
Okay, I got another one too, but go for it. Oh, it's all yours.
We're doing fun with scientists here.
Oh man, there's a lot of science.
Scientists are looking for why some people have lower IQ. Some countries tend to have lower IQs than other parts of the country. And what they say is it has to do with disease.
Really?
Yeah. And what happens is that when you have diseases around you, you divert energy away from your brain development to fight the infections.
Huh. Interesting. I wonder, because I always thought...
That must mean like the Native Americans before we introduced all the diseases, we're like the smartest people in the
history. This is my non-scientific mind thinking, and this will just show what an idiot I am, but I thought maybe that countries with high disease rates probably have a lot of kids that didn't go to school.
Yeah.
And therefore don't pass the IQ test as well. Yeah. But, what am I thinking? I never even thought about the fact that a disease itself could keep you from being smart. It's soaking up
your aura and your energy away.
Oh, man. Right. That makes so much more sense now. It makes so much more sense now. That's good.
Because we don't want to look at, like, education or wealth or availability.
Can't be any of the socioeconomic things. We always try to throw in socioeconomics into education, and really...
It's such a spurious relationship.
We don't even think about auras.
Yeah.
Wow.
So... where are these scientists from?
Especially how diseases affect your aura.
This is an American scientist.
Well, good. We got some American news going on there.
Randy Thornhill.
Americans have something to be proud of.
Oh.
What? You know that guy. Huh.
No.
This guy's my friend.
He made the news in 2000 when he co-authored a provocative book called A Natural History of Rape.
Okay, well, that's something we didn't need to know.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't think I want to read that book.
Okay, well, yeah.
He argues that sexual coercion emerged as an evolutionary adaptation. Okay, this guy's crazy.
Yeah, as if you didn't know that already.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, maybe he's kind of improved by going to auras, at least.
Great, yeah.
Because that... Okay.
Hey, if you find that book on Amazon.com, just go in there and give it a bad review. Yeah, that'll show him.
One star.
Yeah.
One star.
Say, your book was bad.
You're an evil person.
Wasted my money on your book. All right. One other piece of science here that's a little different. There's a new site in... Shoot, I don't... I've got the web address here, but I really don't want to give it out because some things are just... The world just shouldn't know about the specifics. This comes from rcnews.com website. You know what? I can't find it. Where the site comes from. Anyway, this new website, I'll tell you, it's beautifulpeople.com. It's a dating website that's designed to help beautiful people find each other so that they can have beautiful kids. Yeah, it's science. So, you know, they may not be well-adjusted kids, but they'll be beautiful. And sometimes that's all it takes, Paris Hilton. Well, not even Paris Hilton. I don't know if she fits in that category. Who do we have? There's got to be somebody in that category.
Okay, so let's take really ugly pictures of us and then put it up on the website.
Well, you know, Conan's been doing this for a long time.
Yeah?
Yeah, the if they mated thing. Yeah. He's been taking people a lot and showing that that doesn't always affect. But anyway, I thought that was a little bit of science there.
Not every two beautiful people does not mean they're going to have a beautiful kid.
Absolutely not. You have to go back two or three generations to see if there was beauty there that far back.
Every parent would like their child to be blessed with many fine attributes, attractiveness being one of the most sought after.
Yeah.
Mm.
I think that's probably true. And you know...
So is this a dating site, or is it like... sounds like it's like a sperm bank kind of thing.
Well, it's called only because the purpose of it is to help you find somebody to have kids with. Yeah. So that you can have beautiful kids. Yeah. But you and I know from experience
men are also able to register to donate sperm.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
That's high quality there.
Yeah. It's science, once again. The picture, I don't know.
The people on the picture of the web, they're not that beautiful.
No, I actually took that picture from another website. Oh. It's a Creative Commons picture, so
okay.
I apologize for the false advertising there, but I thought those were two beautiful people.
You don't appreciate beautiful men like
Nope, you're absolutely right on that. Again, guilty as charged. Now here's another science story to move on. And this made the real headlines. This one, so I don't want to spend a lot of time on it because people may have heard about this. But here's something to fuel your debate around the office when you decide to bring up politics. And that is that there was a man cleared who'd been executed in Texas 10 years ago. He's been cleared by DNA evidence. There was a single strand of hair that they had claimed was his hair, and that was the only evidence that theoretically that they had against him. And they did the DNA test on that hair and found out that he was that hair was not.
Really? Because that's not what I read in the article.
Well, maybe I read it wrong then.
They okayed the test.
They okayed the test, but the test cleared him.
No, I don't think so.
It didn't?
This is a DNA test that could prove somebody was wrong.
I thought that they got the results back and it cleared him. No, you're right. The link that I have in the story was the one where it was okayed. You're right. I'm pretty sure, though, that I... Let me see here real quick. Well, if we have our facts wrong, then I'm sure you'll pick which side of it to talk about. Judge orders DNA. Huh. I thought for sure I saw that it cleared him.
Well, we got to dig around and figure
it out. Yeah, we'll find out. But don't share that story with your friends because it's probably not true and I messed up. Let's see.
Okay, well, yeah, maybe. What else we got?
We'll do further research and do a follow-up. And we'll one of our stories next week will probably be that Adam was wrong.
Yeah, that would be an interesting story.
That would be a good one. Wouldn't be that much of a story.
Is it time to get into the Russian spies?
I'm looking here. I think so. I think we've got enough idiots covered. I mean, I've always had more stories to cover, but I think that we've gotten through the idiots, we've gotten through the scientists. Let's talk about Russian spies.
Okay, and if you have, it's been all over the news. So there was 10 people arrested in the United States and one in Cyprus, and they were all Russian spies. Which is, you know, which normally you would expect it to be like, you know, defense contractors or somebody who's tied into some, or military people, or somebody who actually has access to information. When they go through these spies, it turns out that what they are is, you know, like financial analysts, real estate agents, newspaper columnists, things like that. That's all they are. And the Russian government sent them over here and had been paying their way for years and years and years. And that they, you know, they were driving around suburban America taking pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And sending information back to the Russians.
Wow.
This sounds like a reality show gag that's going to come on here on the U.S. government. You know, that it was just a big reality show. And it's going to turn out they weren't really dropping off information. That was like one of the tasks we gave them as part of our reality show contest.
But when we had them, maybe they're just using them as photographers for their paparazzi. You know, so maybe there was like a Russian in the bushes taking pictures what's her name? Lindsay Lohan's mom getting ice cream at the Carvels. Did you hear that story? I think that's probably where stuff like that. Yeah.
You know, so and they were. What's funny is that some of them would apparently pose as married couples, yet they weren't actually married.
No.
And then they would have children. And they were...
Is that a punishable offense? Does that mean you're a Russian spy? Because I think I know some Russian spies.
I don't know.
I'm gonna go check.
My favorite is Anna Chapman.
She's my favorite too.
Yeah.
She looks kind of like Kate on Lost in that picture.
She does.
Hubba hubba.
She not only was a Russian spy, but she was hosting a very saucy Facebook page.
Really?
You know, the New York Post assured its readers of the truly exposed operative. She has a Victoria's Secret's body.
So this is one of those Russian spies that puts a Facebook page up with pictures of themselves all over it.
Yeah.
I think I know some Russian spies.
Yeah, and apparently she was a heavily tested spy, but she hadn't been in the United States for like a year.
Total. Really?
So,
wow.
I'm not overly, you know, conspiratorial theory and stuff like that, but
yeah,
something is really wrong about this whole story here.
Yeah, there's something going on there.
You know, is that she, Frank?
I think the problem with this story is that it's not really that interesting, and it just keeps coming into the news.
You know,
that's part of the problem.
Well, it makes you wonder how many spies do we have running around?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Well, remember, if you go back to past episodes of the Water Cooler Report, we found that the CIA did a study to find out why people spy, because
I forgot about that.
The CIA has found that spying is a worldwide phenomenon. It seems that most countries spy on each other.
Yeah, because, you know. So,
the CIA. Well,
why should we be upset at the Russians for doing what they're naturally humanly inclined to do?
Yeah, it's just something we do.
Yeah. We need to understand these people.
That's right.
So, I don't know, whatever.
Okay.
So, anyhow, Russian spies, watch out for them. And the Russians are mad now because we outed their spies.
I'm sure. They're not really that mad, though.
But nobody can actually say what these spies actually spied on.
Well, both countries have said they didn't really spy, and both countries have said catching these spies doesn't really threaten the relationship with the other country.
So really what we're left with is a hot spy.
Yeah.
Which is news. Racy Facebook photos.
Now that is news. Okay. That is water cooler newsworthy.
Thank you, Adam. I was getting concerned there. I mean, I was like...
The rest of this story, people living together who aren't married, having kids together, like I said, I have a hard time getting interested in that story. Hot Russian spy news is pretty cool.
Kurt Loder, who used to be on MTV.
Yeah, I know.
He's apparently, a good friend. he was given the task of reviewing the Twilight film.
No way.
And when they quoted him, it says, "You know,
he looks like a vampire."
They quoted him as saying, "Eclipse is the best of the Twilight films," and then they stopped there. If you read the whole article, it says, "The best of the Twilight films, still not very good."
He does say that.
Yeah,
that's cool.
So, you know, that's one of those where you just cut off a little phrase and use it as a whole.
Yeah.
It's the best one yet, and it still sucks. So, you know what the best part was?
Okay, I'm ready.
We've got to start watching the Colbert Report, because apparently two of the spies lived right in the same area as Stephen Colbert.
Wow.
Yeah, they lived in his neighborhood.
Interesting.
So he's got to do something on his show about that.
I hope his
neighbors are spies. Maybe they were spying on Colbert.
I think that has something to do with it. I think, you may be right. Actually, Stephen Colbert may have paid some Russian to send them over here so that he could make news and expose it as just a big prank.
That sounds like Stephen Colbert.
So that he could get on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
I think that's it. Okay.
Anyway.
Well, very cool. I wouldn't put it past him.
Okay, well... I wish I could say more about this Russian spy story, but I don't even know what to say.
What hasn't already been said by MSNBC?
Yeah, because they're such reliable sources of information.
Okay, do you have another one here?
What do you have? Let's.
Well,
we're about an hour now.
About an hour. Okay. Well, then let me just tell you. If you want more, let's go ahead and wrap things up. Unless you've got something else you want to cover.
No, I'm done.
I just encourage people to head on over to watercooler.talkingdigital.org and take a look at some of the other headlines we didn't get to in the show. Things like we have information about the paid. The paid North Korean soccer team fans. We have a lot of World Cup news, in fact.
They eject 36 Dutch women for wearing tight orange dresses.
Yeah, they got rid of
We should
Dutch
boycott
women.
Boycott that company.
I know.
Like, we should be supporting that kind of behavior.
Absolutely.
Not discouraging it.
There was a man who was told to cover up his tattoo of a topless woman at Six Flags, and of course he tried to claim that it was violating his human rights. Indians, a country in India a city in India, Mizoram, is trying to avoid the census because they believe it's associated with the mark of the beast. There's a church, believe it or not, there's a church softball team out there that refuses to host games or play with other female softball teams that may have gay players. There's also in California, I believe it is. I better look this one up. But there's a story we've got posted on there about an ice cream vendor turf war going on.
The ice cream Jedi.
Yeah, there's apparently an unwritten ice cream code about you don't get into another ice cream man's territory. And, this is from Herald.net. Or heraldnet.com, excuse me, heraldnet.com. Real interesting story about something you may not know about the turf wars between the ice cream men. I told you that I had a friend who told their kids that if the ice cream man is playing music in his truck, that means he's out of ice cream.
So and the kids wonder why their kids take off and don't listen to them when they get to the teenagers.
That's right. And also, I thought this one would be interesting for you. You'll find out information on this.
I'm reading the story right now.
The French.
Yes.
Yeah, the French official has declared...
I spent 4 years learning this language.
Yeah.
Speak it fluently.
Yeah.
Ah.
We could do the podcast in French if we wanted to. How good. And, former Minister Chris Bryant has stated that French is a useless language.
Is this where I get to swear in French?
So, you can if you want to. Sure, go for it.
Like, votre foutre.
There you go.
Okay, good.
Yeah, see? It is useful for something.
Yeah. I use it to swear around the house because my wife doesn't know the swear words.
Oh, okay.
And so she don't like me swearing around the kids.
Sure.
So I just do it in French.
So your kids are going to start swearing in French, and that'll be awesome.
Well, see, they don't quite know that it's like that. You know, they don't know that it's swearing yet.
Well, it sounds like baby talk to begin with.
Yeah.
So they probably just don't
They're
even
like Nita mère, and they're like, "What'd you just say?" And I'm like, "Oh yeah, yeah."
I see. Okay, well, anyway, but you'll find all those stories at watercooler.talkingdigital.org, as well as all of our past shows. You can be friends with us on... There's no cough button on this mic. I'll have to cut that out later. You can be friends with us.
The new studio will have one, though,
that's
right?
That's right. I'll just turn it off, cough, turn it back on. Oh, it'll be beautiful.
So you don't have to hear me...
That's right. You won't have to hear me, my emphysema kick in.
Okay.
The...
Yeah. Well, it's because you do have candy cigarettes as a kid.
Too many candy cigarettes, yeah. Yeah.
I brought on that nasty smoking habit.
Of candy cigarettes and Big League Chew.
Good thing Congress is looking
and,
out for you.
Believe it or not, quite a bit of fun dip in my life as well. So, anyway, be friends with us on Water Cooler with the Water Cooler All Stars on Facebook, and you can follow us on Twitter at Cooler Stars. So, that's where you'll find
us. Have a great week. Have a great 4th of July.
Absolutely.
Don't get in trouble. Watch out for vampires on
when
the road.
When you hear this, it'll probably be past 4th of July, but we hope you had a great 4th
of
July.
Is the light of the fireworks keep vampires from roaming around the road?
I don't know. We're just going to have to wait and find out. I bet there'll be some good news about fireworks.
Watch out for...
Don't burn your house down.
Yeah, send us your best fireworks stories. Let's have a fun... Let's make fun of people with fireworks story.
Who can hold the biggest firework in their hand without losing a finger?
So
all the rules.
Yeah, we'll give an award to who can post the best fireworks story on our Facebook page.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't know what it's going to be. It's probably worthless.
Maybe a box of candy cigarettes if I can find them.
But you put it on your... Yeah. Oh, yeah. Free box of candy cigarettes for anybody who posts a good fireworks
story. I got to find them first. I need to go see if they've been pulled from the shelves from my candy inside.
Figure out when that law goes into effect.
I actually have a candy lady. Do you have a candy lady to get your good candy from?
No, but...
Yeah.
I bet they're going for top dollar on eBay right now.
I'm going to find out.
We have got to go make some money on eBay.
Okay, we actually are going
to
end the show.
Actually, we got to figure out whether it's illegal to sell them as an individual or you have to be a store.
I'm not going to sell them. I'm going to give them away.
No, we're going to make a fortune on this. Remember, we're going to do it and evade taxes.
I'm going to charge for raffle tickets, but then I'm going to give them away.
We're going to give the money to nonprofits.
Yeah.
Fake ones.
Yeah, the American Cancer Society.
Okay, anyway, have a great week, everyone. Talk to you later.